think Tig is much louder than me.
No, you sound about the same.
Okay.
Oh, like, I'm just on looking your recording.
On the volume?
I think in general.
Oh. Like, you think I'm just a loud jackass?
I think you're just, like, a loud person. Yeah.
Loudmouth?
Fucking loud person.
I think Magic's just louder than Mark, that's all.
It probably has to do with
But who's more shrill?
Okay, I guess we gotta record.
Definitely well, Margaret.
All right. Yeah. So, oh yeah. It's the 6th of December, 2017, and we just finished watching Season 1, Episode 9 of SEAL Team, which, for the record, is the mid-season finale.
Oh!
Are they going on break?
So I think they're going on break.
We just had a break. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've
it's
had
like one heartbreaker after another lately.
I know. So, Adam, can you tell us how the ratings were for the last episode?
Well, speaking about breaks, 2 weeks ago's episode, The Exchange, received the SEAL Team standard rating, 1.1% TVs, 4% of all on TVs. You know, it's just totally...
It's just holding the line.
How many millions of people watched it?
6.8 million. It's down 300,000 from last week's, but nothing...
What was the number one show on the evening when it was...
I didn't look that up. I didn't look that up. Yeah.
I like knowing that because sometimes it's the CMAs.
Well,
sometimes it's the
Modern Family.
You've never asked in the other times, so I'm just not prepared for this question.
Okay,
we're not blaming you, Adam. We're just a little disappointed.
I just think that if you were truly interested in the ratings, you would know.
All right. True.
I think your whole ratings interest might be a bit of a show.
Oh,
whatever.
All right. Anyway, a DVR viewership is instead. 83 million. Holding strong. That's good. And tonight's episode, Rolling Dark, was written by Danielle Nathanson and Brian Horiuchi. And Danielle Nathanson, we last saw her as a writer on episode 4, Ghosts of Christmas Future.
Which one was that? What do they do?
They go to rescue a war criminal, or they're like going to find a war criminal or something. I looked at the synopsis, and I didn't remember anything about it.
That doesn't sound familiar at all.
Jason and SEAL Team refuse to abort a mission to capture a dangerous war criminal after it goes sideways. Also, Clay's controversial father, Ash Spencer. Oh, yeah. Ash is in town on his book tour.
Oh, yeah.
That might be the Abu Samir episode?
I think it was a shitty episode that no one cared about. And the thing that I find
interesting
is the fact that
Bosnia,
Brian Horiuchi...
It was the Bosnian War.
Horiuchi has a Japanese name.
Oh, yeah, with the great opening.
Yeah. That was...
Just remember, Japanese last name.
Horiuchi!
Yeah.
All right, so that brings us into the Japanese beer.
Oh, there we go, the Japanese beer. Yeah, I think that must have been an inside joke with Horiuchi-san.
But, so, we open with, Russian...
In a pretty janky looking storm.
Yeah.
I understand that you're still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
Big problem, Big Chief.
That was racist. That sounded racist to me. How about you?
There's Russian. He's gone to the CIA, and then there's
he's got a super annoying wife.
Yeah,
who refuses to speak English, even though she knows it.
Yeah. She speaks it later though. But
so, did the plane catch fire from a lightning strike?
Yeah,
I suppose that's what it came across.
That seems kind of lame. But.
Well, I've seen a lot of airplane movies recently, and it's not lame.
Oh.
Adam happens to be an expert about airplane movies.
So then we go to Ray's house, where I guess we've known this whole time that Jay has been sleeping on Ray's couch.
Yeah, when the fuck did that happen?
I think it started last episode.
They mentioned it in the pre-roll, and that's it. That was the only time.
They mentioned it in the very first episode, and Jay has been sleeping on Ray's couch this whole time.
Get your own apartment, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Besides, she let me live rent-free here on the couch.
Figured I'd let Ray sleep. He hasn't been doing much of that lately. Between this situation and how much you guys have been working.
And for whatever reason, we've never, like, when his wife was asleep on the bills, like, Jason wasn't there. But, yeah, so.
He's got his six-pack on the table.
Boots up on the table.
Yeah, just like a slob guest.
He looked super haggard in that scene. I guess because he just woke up, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And so we learn that Ray's wife is Kurdish, and that Ray is Black, Irish, Italian, Jewish.
True.
Did you guys notice how she said Jew? It's just like, Jew. Like, she really enunciated it. I'm just like, ugh, she hates Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Or the person writing.
I didn't notice that.
Jews. Do Kurds hate Jews?
Well, her grandfather did. She said that
her dad did.
Her dad loved Jay, but fucking hated Ray.
Son-in-law, on the other hand, the Black, Irish, Italian, Jew.
I loved your dad. I swear, he was the best.
He liked you too.
Yeah.
Oh, so was she like pantomiming the sentiments of her father then?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. When she said he was a dirty Jew. You know. Yeah.
I was just reading about the Kurdish women today. And apparently there's, like, this fighting faction that's, like, feminist, progressive, like, super hardcore, like, group of fighters.
Yeah, Vice did a thing on that a long time ago.
Okay. Mm. I guess they're in the news again.
Mm.
They do a cool thing with their hair, where they, like, take the front band of the hair and they, like, pull it tight and down around the back of their skull and then pull all the rest of their hair back so they just have this, like, straight line of hair across their forehead. That's pretty cool.
Hmm. Nice style. All right.
Next scene is Clay with his girlfriend.
With a stupid beer box.
Yeah.
Right.
Hikrohita. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what was the brand?
Hikrohita, which when we get to the end of the episode, I'll let you guys in on something that I discovered.
Oh.
And apparently, like when they say, like, microbrew beer, they just mean IPAs.
Yeah, hoppy beer is nasty beer. Yeah.
Real microbrew, hoppy, nasty.
Yeah. But also pumpkin spice, yeah.
Well, in this episode, it's like hoppy, nasty.
Yeah
they didn't like
but
hoppy.
He shouldn't. Why would he not just get Budweiser?
Because he's trying to be a dick, like a sly dick, I think, with the Japanese beer.
Yeah, he should have gotten Asahi. Yeah, it's like a fucking terrible name. Terrible box.
Well, he can't get Asahi because then they got to pay them.
Canadian box? No. Not at all.
Was that a real... That wasn't a real beer, though. That was another fake
It wasn't,
beer,
but it had, like, a little deer, or, like, you know how Kieran has that, the deer? The
gazelle?
Weird deer beast? Yeah. And this one had a griffin on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Gryffindor.
They razz him for the import beer, but
You know what, though? Before they razz him, Ray gives him a solid welcome, Ray is by far the, like... most respectable human being on that team.
Yeah, Ray's good. Solid.
Yep.
It probably has to do with his mixed heritage.
Mm.
Yeah.
He had to try hard.
So we are in the debriefing where we learn that the crash site is in China, but it's good that it's close to Afghanistan.
Yeah, and we find out that the new topical episode is about Russian cyber warfare hackers.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah. Like, the doctor is an expert in cyber warfare hackers.
Oh,
and all of their assaults on liberty and justice.
Yeah, he's good at hacking into critical infrastructure.
And he's great at cybers and warfares.
So, yeah, the Chinese are, like, the bad guys, I guess.
Yeah, and Jay's, like, Russians. Fucking, like, pissing and moaning again how they have to go all the way to China, even though they just said that they're right on the Afghanistan border, and he seems to have no, like, problems going to Afghanistan.
They're happy to go to Afghanistan, I guess, because they have
Yeah, he didn't give a shit about going into China at all.
No,
it's
a distance.
I think it's that they have the authority
no,
to go.
He wasn't complaining about that. He was complaining about how far he has to go. He's like, oh, man.
He must want this guy an awful lot for us to travel all the way to China.
Say that again.
He must want this guy an awful lot for us to travel all the way to China, right?
I was going to play video games on Ray's couch.
I liked how they, right before they cut to commercial, they like zoomed in on Jason's face and his eyes
starting back and really forth.
And he's like piecing it all together, like China, scientists, doctor, CIA.
I have written here, Jay's thinking face may be dumber than his clueless face.
Yeah. Every other episode when they go unannounced behind enemy lines, not enemy, but like unannounced and unauthorized behind another country's borders, Jay fucking loses his mind. He's like, oh, but we can't do that. We're not authorized. And like, it's been a thing that he's does in every episode. In this episode.
In this one he complained about how far they have to go. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to go all the way to China to pick up some fucking scientists.
He's changing. Scientists.
Yeah, now it's about the distance and less about the ethics.
Yeah.
He's becoming a couch potato.
Because he drinks so much beer at Ray's on the couch.
They all drink,
man,
like,
they fucking drink so
thing?
Much beer in this show, man. I can't believe it.
Like, this
how
whole,
are they
the whole
in
beer
such good
razzing
shape?
Thing. The whole beer razzing thing just, like, went on way too long. And how much enjoyment they had out of it is so pathetic that adults are like, ooh, you owe me another beer, bro. Like, fucking buy your own beer. What
such
the hell?
A terrible, such a terrible gag.
How do you think it's close to reality, though? Like, it's probably an actual.
I suspect thing. They're not so juvenile. No, I suspect,
I don't think that they get people to give them beer. Like, they're not so juvenile as that.
You don't. It doesn't strike you as kind of juvenile, the new guys, to bring beer for everyone else.
We'd like to think.
Yeah, but I'd kind of suspect that it might be like that. But
yeah,
they do say it mentioned it a lot.
Yeah. 19 times, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be as trivial as beer. I think there's definitely kind of like a... Like, there would be a standard
hazing.
Of one-upsmanship, and there'd be like a hazing and whatnot, but like they wouldn't be getting cases of beer. Like, when are they going to drink those cases of beer?
They drink beer all the time. That...
Yeah, like only when they get home giggling in the corridors.
Well, I just got a feeling that when they're in briefings, they're taking it a lot more seriously and they're not shoving their rampant alcoholism into command's face or the liaison
actually,
to the president.
Like, open any of the beer that Clay bought.
You know, they're probably professional. Maybe, like, behind closed doors, they tease each other about beer.
I would imagine that they're, like, they're not allowed to get drunk in...
Yeah, they got to be ready, right?
Yeah, like, so it would be, what, like, 30 days in a month you're not allowed to get drunk. You always have to be sober. It would be, like, so they're never going to be having parties and drinking beer.
Oh, you know what?
Animations and
maybe when they say beer, they mean non-alcoholic beer.
And that's why we don't recognize any of these damn labels.
Micro-brew non-alcoholic beer.
Okay, well, now we're... Sunny is pretty torn up about Danny. Danny's not returning his phone calls.
Richard's
hold on a sec. So first they learn about the Pentagon liaison, and
that's after.
Nope.
I have Sunny, Danny torn up. Then I have Pentagon liaison.
Nope. Yeah, I have Beardo's not good at emotions.
Oh,
right,
and then
here.
I have that Sunny and Davis.
I wrote everything
talk.
In order of like scenes.
Sunny did talk with Davis after we meet the Pentagon liaison.
Right.
But Sunny calling...
But there's one thing I wanted to point out before Sunny calling in the locker room. Is they showed one little thing when they walk out of the briefing room. They all pick up their phones. No phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They've never showed that.
You can't trust those guys.
Yeah.
Those fucking drunks.
Yeah. All right.
And you know when would be the perfect opportunity to like plant a chip in their phone when they put them out in like this exposed hallway.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now Sunny's in the locker room.
But just before that, you guys remember when the dog caught the ball?
Very cute.
Yeah.
The dog was adorable.
Oh, very.
Yes. Dog played a big role too.
It doesn't strike me like as a very like SEAL team dog, just because it's always like distracted, seemingly. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not really like a focus kind of like killing machine thing.
I don't think it's more for tracking, it seems, than killing.
I think it's got to do it all. It must be able to kill and track, and yeah.
I've never seen it like be aggressive. I see it more like
no, but sniffing if it stuff to be...
out. Yeah, no, it's trained to kill and attack. Like it would, it's
has it attacked yet?
It have
yet?
To be trained like that. It would be like a police dog. Yeah. They fucking train those dogs to attack people
and sniff stuff out.
Yeah,
yeah. There was
it's
a just, dog.
It's a tool. It's an all around tool.
Yeah, there was a dog when I worked in the park, and it like knew how to do all that stuff. Plus, it like did the whole attacking people thing. It's trained as an attack dog, as well as.
But could it fetch?
No, I didn't see.
Cerberus can fetch.
Cerberus is the name of the dog?
Yeah, man. They released it later on in the show.
Where did I know that name from?
I thought that's
it's the three-headed dog from Roman legend.
Oh.
Mass Effect.
And it's in, I think it's in Lost. I think they talk about Cerberus.
Or Greek.
Okay. Is that the guard dog to Hades?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good.
So we're parachuting into the Wakan corridor in Western China.
Do you know what I was disappointed at there?
What?
Is I didn't get a good shot of the dog strapped to a guy as he's parachuting. I feel like they didn't show it at all.
I feel like it maybe was the exact same parachuting image that we've seen before. Because it's just against a blank night sky.
There's a moon in there. Oh, that's a very pretty scene.
Yeah, but we've seen a similar one before.
I was actually like, and this is kind of where the episode started becoming what I believe to be the best episode so far.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, Adam, have you ever been to? Have you ever been to that region of China, Western China?
No. Well, yeah, but it was much further south.
So you haven't gone to the forest there?
No.
I guess, are there conifers? Is that like boreal forest up there? Or?
Yeah, they'd be very northwestern Tibet. So it would be, like, it looked quite dry. I don't know. That's one thing that I meant to look up is what the forests were like there.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously it's filmed somewhere in California probably. Yeah. And they call Clayboy.
Yeah, Clayboy. This is Jay calling him Clayboy. Because he's already, like, looking to make his moves and then, like, know how they get separated later together. Him and his little Clayboy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're the fastest.
Mm-hmm. They were the litter. Oh, were they carrying the litter? Just a little question there.
The litter?
What's a litter?
All right, never mind. Later on.
So they parachute in, and then they do a really atmospheric creep up to
the
airplane.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the lighting in the forest a lot. I thought it looked great. And I had, like sometimes they do tension really well in this show, and I thought there was really good tension here.
See, I wasn't getting the tension. I don't know why. Maybe because of, like, the constant note-taking.
Yeah, it does distract. Yeah, I actually took a few notes in this episode probably because I was enjoying actually watching some of it.
So they find the Russian Tier 1 Alpha group at the plane.
Jason knows. Jason just knows they're the Russians.
But this is where we learn that the Pentagon liaison is a fucking dumb piece of shit.
Yeah. Alpha group?
It's Russian Special Forces.
I thought that was Spetsnaz.
It is.
Alpha, that's right, sir. It's their equivalent of our Tier 1 commandos. Spetsnaz covers lots of things,
a lot
sir.
Of different units. Alpha's
their
best
of the best.
It has been since the KGB hit squad days.
Hit squad days.
Yeah.
Later, he kind of
they always
himself.
Have like a shitty, dumb person that's like trying to
he
run things.
Redeem himself.
That's and like why outside of the group.
And why does he have that stupid phone?
Wow. Like, that's a nice phone. I like that phone.
Sweet sad the phone. Sad man.
Oh, I guess he's on location.
Yeah, he's with them. Yeah, He's there at the Bagram name Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan.
He's got some crazy secured secret phone.
So, yeah, everyone knows more than him about who, like, the Russian operatives or whatever.
Well, the president doesn't know more than him.
So, oh, yeah, you think he's liaising with, like, Donald Trump?
I guess so.
Okay, so then the Americans use the dog to get ahead rather than catching up with the Russians. Oh.
Yeah, but they go down and they check out the plane.
But we're missing the part when Sunny says, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, yeah, did he say that before?
Yeah.
Has he used that line before?
I don't think so.
No, okay. It was appropriate, though. Very appropriate line.
I haven't heard that since, I don't know, like, as a kid, maybe?
He's up front again on this episode. Lots of Beardo time.
Yeah.
Good old Beardo.
And apparently Greasy Beard was on this op, but I didn't get to see him once. Did you guys notice him at all?
No.
No. Is he normally the dog? Or who handles the dog? Ray? Or?
The dog handler has, like, dark curly hair and is a pretty skinny guy.
Oh, yeah. And also, like, so there's this, like, several scenes along the way to the airplane where Clay just totally embarrasses himself.
Yeah.
Dumb shit.
Yeah.
They were just, it was just like a very, very convenient training mission for Clay.
Yeah. I know. And like, he said that he was all right, Clay, what are we going to do? But he didn't. He kept piping up, and I'm like, dude, like, keep your mouth shut.
But eventually he started saying sensible things, but definitely embarrassed himself up front.
Although, like, so, okay, they track the Russians with the dog, and that's where Clay actually, when he piped up, he was like negotiating with him, like, look, we have a medic, we can help you. And yeah, that's actually what he said convinced them to come out. So
right Clay after Sunny says to the doc that he's gonna burn him with a thermite grenade.
I think Sunny often doesn't understand the parameters of the mission.
You better come out here.
You come out here, I'll fucking burn you to death, you piece of shit.
Okay, so then we learned that.
Do you know what was kind of funny? Sorry, I just want to. Okay, they had the dog go up and smell the luggage, and then they're like, okay, we're ready to go. But there's a trail of blood.
No, they weren't following the trail of blood.
Yeah, they were following the trail of blood.
No, they weren't.
The Russians were following the trail of blood, and they were like,
oh, so the dog was picking up them.
No, they needed to go and intercept
in the fucking cave on the wind. Yeah. The dog would have had to follow the blood trail.
No, they knew not to follow the blood trail.
I don't know.
I just remember this is when Clay's like, should we, like, destroy this airplane with, like, explosives? Yeah.
to hide all the fucking evidence.
To hide all the luggage.
Yeah.
Like, what is he trying to hide? It's a top secret, was it, like, Cessna design?
It was interesting that they just left the American CIA agents, like, they don't give a shit about their bodies.
That's just part of the CIA scum.
Okay, so there's 700 Chinese troops coming after them, and
oh yeah, lots of dots, lots of rectangles in the overhead shots.
And then for whatever reason, the Russian doctor
too clear. I guess he wanted to give himself up so that they would stop pursuing them.
That's just
them
what they said, but like that was a dumb fucking reason. They never addressed it. He was just lying in a fucking pit.
Wife kind of said, like, if he felt like he needed to do it, it was for a good reason. So maybe this will come back in, like, I don't know.
Something I thought was dumb, though, is, like, they're like, where's the duck? And they could have just used the dog to instantly find the dog.
Yes, I also thought that.
Having
I said,
to go search for him.
Yeah. Why didn't
the
they just
was
use
tired
the dog?
From all the sniffing it did already.
Too much sniffing.
Yeah, like,
hey,
they
it was
said,
all
like,
sniffed out.
Jay and Clay are going to go because Jay thinks Clay is the fastest.
Yeah, this is little Clay boy.
But, like,
behind enemy
lines. Why not just use the dog again? Because that would obviously be the fastest to track anything.
Yeah.
Maybe they followed him easily. Maybe the tracks were that fucking obvious that they knew they could find him.
Yeah, maybe. So,
but I think it was just a convenient way for Jay and Clay to have some bro
time.
Dr. Phil time.
And we learned the Chinese infantry doesn't have night vision.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, that's fucking regular. Ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, where is the night vision even made?
I mean, like, all
fucking Sony video cameras have had some form of night vision on them since, like, the
90s.
Yeah, and that's,
like,
pretty close to China.
And I feel
Sony
like that's...
Yeah, you know, like, it's old fucking technology is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, no, I know. No, it's ridiculous. I suspect, like, the writers want to present China as some kind of antiquated, like, garbage army or something.
Yeah.
This is like this kind of like.
Although at the beginning they say like we can't start a war with.
Yeah, and they showed 700 troops showing up and not being able to find them. Like it was like, oh, look at this, like, oh, they're coming up in these crazy troop carrying trucks with fucking ragged tops.
And even like, yeah, and later on, even though the Russians are equivalent to them, they're like giving away their position with their stupid lasers and like being like dumbasses. So yeah, it's definitely like biased.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the liaison again is like very bold.
Yeah, he does not like their strats.
Did you guys catch this? But like when Jay and Clay are like chilling and talking ladies, Jay calls Dev Group.
Technically, this is your second day as a Dev Group.
I don't think he knows that it's not Dev Group, like the actor or something.
What? He's reading it in a script.
But he's probably just like thinking, like, oh, they probably did a typo because it's Development Group.
I'm sorry, can I just go back in time? I wrote something really funny I'd like to share with you guys.
Oh, well, okay. It's going to be really funny
now.
Okay.
So when they're at the cave and they're negotiating with the man, I wrote, Jay should have just thrown his gigantic American flag patch in there, which he was not wearing this episode. And the Russian dude also says, my wife, a couple times.
Yeah, do you think that there's many Russians that could do, like, a convincing American accent?
If he he'd likely have probably spoken perfectly fluent.
Have you guys seen the show The Americans?
Where American actors play Russian spies.
Yeah, those are all Russians, and they're all doing perfect American accents.
What do you guys think about this? So we like, you know, the cryptic statement by the wife about like if he did it for a good reason,
right?
Blind faith.
What if this whole episode is about just a man trying to get away from his wife?
Why would he have taken her with him then?
I'm not sure yet, but you know, just throwing it out there.
Okay. All right, where are we at now?
We're pretty close to the end. Like, so they make a run for it. They have to spend the day in the open, I guess.
They did the Dr. Phil scene. Bottle of tequila is owed.
Right. And then Ray and Sunny are chatting with
And Sunny said that her husband was running around like a dumbass when she said he was a fucking hero and the smartest man ever. Ray's like, well, why is he? Or I mean, Sunny's all like, why is he running around like a jackass then? And she just shuts up and looks away.
Yeah.
But then Ray, basically says that his wife is disagreeable because he wants his wife to act like the doc's wife.
Yeah, and he says it, get her in touch with my wife, not get you in touch with my wife. Like, they still treat her like she doesn't speak English in the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of hate these defectors, or they hate the doc, I think.
Yeah. I think they don't like any of them. Yeah, they're still like filthy Russians,
they're
right?
Still,
yeah,
like, I guess. Kind of the reason why we're here.
We hate
it's fucking
job.
Work, and they have to risk their lives for these people that they don't really care about.
I do find, like, when this sometimes this show subtitles and sometimes it doesn't. And it's weird. Even within a single episode, they'll subtitle some of the Russian and not other parts.
Mm. Like, just somebody with an accent or...
No, like, when they speak Russian with each other, like, they subtitle
it. It was just background Russian. Like, Matik, did you pick anything up? Like, words that were familiar?
No, I don't speak Russian.
I know, but often you say that you can pick up words.
No, I didn't pick anything up. I mean, like, they're probably saying, like, something like winner chicken dinner.
I wonder if it was fake. Like, it could just be, like, it could be fake. Maybe they're just saying
whenever
bullshit.
I do hear Polish, like, in TV shows, and I heard it the other day, there's some Polish character.
Yeah.
It's, like, the worst Polish I've ever heard. Like,
That
so I suspect, like, whoever's speaking Russian is just, like...
It's about the same.
That was an American assassin, but I thought everyone could speak it except for the white guy.
And what?
American assassin.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe that's where I heard it.
But, like, most of the characters spoke it, but then the American character...
But, yeah, speaking of American assassin...
Great fucking movie.
95% of the people who like SEAL Team... If you like SEAL Team, check out American Assassin.
Yeah, totally. No, 100%.
Okay. So, they're kind of stuck. They got to get ahead of the Russians.
And they're heading to the border. And then the dog detects something.
Yeah, which is the Russians, isn't it?
Right. And then they see the lasers. So how come the Russians didn't show up on the satellite?
On the heat.
Yeah, like the same. Like they show up all the Chinese, but the Russians don't show up.
You know, why are you asking these questions? Okay, my biggest question is why did they have their stupid lasers on? They're just like pointing their lasers around.
Yeah,
idiots. Like.
Yeah. They were infrared lasers, right? So I guess they could only be seen by people with...
But they know that they're going after a CIA asset. Yeah. They know they're probably going to go up against some sort of, like, special operations from the United States.
Right.
Like, they know that, so I think the writing is just kind of trying to present them as dummies and, you know, giving away their positions and then Wolverines.
Right. Yeah, the dumb Russians, right?
Yeah.
And then in the next scene, we see the liaison again being a total...
He's being a total asshole, yeah.
No, but he totally, like, ripped on him. Like, he's just like, no, we're not sending more people in. They're special forces. Get them to do something special. I was like, they're fine. Of course they're fine. It's a TV show.
But he's being a jerk about it. I think he's being a jerk.
He is still portrayed as a big jerk.
Yeah, I kind of like the mix.
That line was actually, very intelligent. Like, he's like, if they're so good, they'll be fine, and we can't risk sending this shit in. That's the end. Like, it was just a...
Yeah, you can't...
It was a good, like, business decision.
Yeah. Except, like, but I still remember when he, like, parroted back...
Yeah.
Like, information you just picked up, like, verbatim to the president. Like, shameless verbatim parroting.
Tony Trucks is a very knowledgeable woman, and that guy just stole it.
Yeah. No credit.
Yeah.
No credit to the ladies in the army, you know?
But you mentioned earlier, who's our number one fan, that Instagram guy?
Jed Lorman.
Yeah, Jed, he spoke a lot more in this episode, and congratulations, Jed.
Nice showing.
Yeah.
Well done.
Definitely Jay still steamrolled you in the meeting. You gotta work on that.
It's because there's no respect for mid-level officers.
Yeah, it's like, it's rough. It's rough playing an officer.
Okay, so then they managed to get the 250 yards to the, like, pretty shitty little... barbed wire fence.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second.
Did you guys
so the litter, the litter is the device that they were carrying the woman in.
Okay.
So that's the litter, and who was carrying the litter?
Beardo, Greasy Beard.
It would have to be Jay and Spence.
No, Jay was running.
No.
Jay was running by himself. And did you guys see that Jay runs like Mr. Burns?
Yeah, he runs terrible. Mr. Burns
runs. like a
yeah. I have written down running through the flashbangs looks kind of stupid.
The flashbang running scene was sweet with all the flashbangs.
But did you guys hear what Jay said right before they were going to run?
Boner up.
Yeah, boner up. Is that a phrase or is that something you just made up?
Maybe, must be.
He said nods off.
He says off. get your nods out and then
get your nods says, out?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Do you guys know?
I thought he said nods off, like night vision things off, and they all flip off. Up their shit, and then they run out. And he says light it up.
I heard boner up.
Oh, when I hear the word boner, I think.
Okay, we're gonna have to review the clip.
Interpretation is.
I think we should review that.
I'll take a look in the edit and I'll stick it in here, right in now.
250 yards, uneven ground, carry a litter in 60 seconds. We got this.
Yeah, sure, we got this. Let's boner up.
5:23. Skidoo. Hut. Hut.
And then Sonny shows Wolverines.
Yeah.
Which is a Patrick Swayze. What movie is that?
Red Dawn. Yeah. And so some other dildo is just like, I would have done a Roadhouse reference. Jason. Which is idiotic.
Yeah.
But there's no Russians in Roadhouse.
Yeah, super
I
dumb.
Thought it was. Yeah, I thought it was Roadhouse.
No, he said, I would have done a Roadhouse reference. No, which would
he
make
said,
no sense.
He said Swayze's best movie. And then he's Jay like, says, it's Swayze's. In response, I thought it would have been Roadhouse.
I would have gone with Roadhouse.
Don't tell me y'all never seen Red Dawn before. That's some of Swayze's best work.
I would have gone with Roadhouse.
But it's dumb. It's still dumb.
Yeah, I hate Jay. Stupid Jay. Get back to your couch.
I think Roadhouse is a great movie. And I haven't seen Red Dawn recently, but I would say Roadhouse is better.
No,
I'm Team Jay on this one. Well, he's not talking about Russia. He's talking about Swayze's best movie. And
no,
that's,
he's screaming
no,
Wolverine.
He says it's
who
Swayze's
invades in Red
best
Dawn?
Movie.
Who invades in Red Dawn?
The Russians.
The Russians.
No, but he's so Jason.
No, but I'm saying Jason is saying that Swayze's best movie. Yeah. He's not saying best movie with Russians. He's saying best movie. Is
but it's not
whatever
I would say
movie
that,
is called. I forget.
I would
the
say
name.
that is not 100% clear, and so it's just bad writing.
I'll agree to that.
Everybody wins.
Okay.
So then Jason tries to trip the Pentagon liaison with a backpack.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty juvenile.
Oh, yeah.
But what did he do, even? He didn't do anything.
He threw, like, a bullet in his vest on the guy's feet, essentially.
But what did that guy do? Nothing.
I don't know. He's being a fucking idiot. Like, it's a...
And then he picked it right back up. I'm going to pick it up.
Davis and Megan Draper had let Jay know that the guy was a tool? I don't know.
He was maybe a tool, but he didn't do anything that, like, compromised him.
Mm-hmm. Also, Jay just... unless somebody told him about that, Jay wouldn't know. Like, he didn't hear anything from the liaison the whole time they were out in the field.
Yeah, it was odd. Yeah. Like, he's such a petulant little child.
So...
oh, did you guys notice how, like, Draper comes up? She's like, fucking make him blink. When I say make him blink, you really fucking make him blink, Jay. And it's like, yeah, that's right. Fucking made him blink.
Oh, they've got something going on.
Oh, my God.
I don't know
chemistry.
That
was
crazy. Do you
crazy.
Know Ray's chemistry?
What's that?
I think Ray and Trucks are going to do it.
No.
And by it, I mean sex.
Clay and Trucks.
No, they're always touching each other and, like, you know.
Ray and Trucks?
Little,
no
like,
way.
Look.
But this, in tonight's episode, I believe that Trux is going to be a lesbian character in the show. And tonight, they introduced the doubt where it's like,
because she wasn't interested in Danny.
Yeah, she wasn't interested in Danny. And like, so like, that's just like, oh, so Tony Trux wasn't interested in Danny. What's her name? I just know Davis. Tony Trux. Davis. Davis wasn't interested in Danny. Yeah.
Is Danny Donald Draper's wife?
No.
Danny is Tony Trux.
Danny is Sonny's friend that got blown up.
Yeah.
Who he's trying to call.
He tried to kiss Davis.
Yeah.
I do think that, like, Donald Draper's wife and Trux are going to have a lesbian relationship.
They do have a bit of a thing. Okay, you guys, I have a question, though. What are the three things that you don't import?
Cars, beer, top cheddar. Cars. And what's top cheddar?
Yeah, I
don't
know
what
top cheddar is.
What is top cheddar?
I don't know what we're going to get it.
We should look it up, because what is top cheddar?
It's probably some sort of American cheese.
Like Kraft Singles, or what?
I don't know, it's probably cheddar.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, I think it's just Wisconsin cheddar is the top cheddar in the world. I would say that.
Not Armstrong
cheese. Yeah, they probably don't even think about Armstrong cheese.
Saputo.
You don't import cars, you just export your auto factories.
Seems to be a lot of hockey references about like putting the puck up in the corner of the top corner of the net, but I don't think that that's what they're talking about.
No, it doesn't make sense. Because
so one thing I found pretty funny is like Clay shows up at home. And his lady friend, what's her name? Stella, has been, she's been at the same spot the entire time. It's like the fucking same scene as when he left. And she's done nothing. She has no life beyond waiting for her man to come home.
And she says that he's been gone for the better part of the week.
Yeah. She's just been lying in bed for a week, kind of like waiting in a dreamlike state. When did you come back?
did you guys see when, like, on the way back, like, I think it was Trux kind of, like, says to Clay, he's like, you going to go hang out with your, like, university girlfriend?
Yeah.
And Clay's like, what? He's like, yeah, I know everything about you, motherfucker. it's my job.
No, it's like to get your guns. The guy across the hall told everyone.
Yeah.
The guy with the arm told everyone.
I feel, but just Trux is, like,
she's
playing
like,
with
part
his
of
mind.
My job. Yeah.
Like, and, like, kind of just, like, I don't know, just, like, I know about you. Don't fuck with me, bruh.
No, I don't think it was threatening. I didn't feel like this was threatening the culture.
Yeah.
So then Jason and Ray are drinking Van...
They sneak in all giggly.
Buren beer. You guys know about Van Buren beer?
No.
That was the blue. That was the stuff he was drinking at the beginning. It's a real beer?
That's not what... The beginning they had the Japanese one.
No.
Yeah, the fake Japanese one.
Jay was chilling on the couch and he had that same six pack on the table.
Okay. Well, both the Japanese beer, Hikrohita, and the Van Buren beer. If you go to prop.graphics.com /beer-cigarettes you will find many wonderful beer labels that are all fake beers that are kind of sort of modeled after real
the beer. Japanese beer is a very poor design. I do not like it. I repeat, I do not like it.
Could you just say that one more time for our Japanese listeners?
I do not like it.
Oh, God. Okay.
And so then Ray picks up his wife and goes to tuck her in, and she's like, "You coming back out? No? Oh, what? No?" And just like sad sacks into the couch.
Oh, but yeah. Before he sad sacks into the couch, he gives Ray a little butt kick to let him know that they're still pals.
Oh, yeah. That's his move, eh?
As he's walking away, and he barely gets him. He does like this kind of like half-ass kick.
He's not very good at anything he does. I feel like if we're supposed to be seeing Jay's decline into alcoholism and kind of depression, then it's not obvious.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's him coming to terms with that he's not with his wife anymore.
But he's just like a drunken slob on the couch, isn't he?
In this episode only. Like, this has not come to light. We did not know where Jay was sleeping.
We
knew none of this. Like, it was just like, yo, we saw him hanging out with his wife all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he was generally, in every other episode, scenes of Jay's home life has been him, like, at his wife's office or something like that. And then there was no kind of hint that he didn't have an apartment. But now, somehow he's fucking sleeping on Buddy's. Yeah, no, but, like, did you think about it? Did you, like, think every time you saw him that he was sleeping on Ray's couch? That's fucking awful. It changes everything we know about Jay, is that he's such a useless piece of shit that he can't afford his own place.
Yeah. Maybe he's part
of what's he doing? Is he paying her all his money? I don't get it.
I think that maybe he doesn't want to get his own place because that means that he'll never move back in with his wife, you know?
Oh, so he's just emotionally troubled too,
For him getting his own place is acknowledging that his house isn't his or whatever.
Maybe he just doesn't have the money. I don't know if they're paid that well.
Really?
I suspect they're just.
I wonder So that's just more of like a, it's just,
well, I mean, if Ray
it could be a statement
problems.
Of the reality of SEALs in general is that they don't get paid that much. They do all this crazy, dangerous shit.
Mm-hmm. I suspect they get some sort of like living wage, but it's probably you know, if you don't want to be an asshole about it and buy giant trucks, then maybe you could get by.
Oh, he does have a really nice truck.
Yeah. So they're probably just, like, really dumb with their money and they drink too much beer. Mm. Like, 19 cases of beer, and you guys sleep on a couch.
Clay's gonna be broke.
He said that, right?
Yeah, for Christmas, yeah.
I like that their solution is, like, get them 2 cases tomorrow, then 2 the next day,
then a keg.
They love beer.
Because they'll be so drunk.
So, like, the way that Trux talks to him about it makes me think that he really has to get them 19, and they're going to drink 19 cases of beer.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I don't know, I'm really curious if there is really that much, alcohol abuse in the SEAL team universe.
I don't think you could do it and maintain being, operable.
Yeah, fit.
Yeah.
Well, you guys?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I thought that it was a pretty boring episode. I didn't enjoy it at all.
I meant, are we wrapped up here?
Not our episode. I mean the episode of SEAL Team.
But should we do a clap?
Oh. Sure.